You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. You know how when you go buy a concert ticket or a sports game ticket online, first you see the price and then there are all those fees during the checkout? It's annoying, right? Well, the online ticket reseller StubHub wanted to change that by adding the fees into the price up front so you knew what you'd be spending. It was like truth in advertising. But I'm saying wanted, past tense, because StubHub's experiment is now over. It turns out people just thought StubHub was more expensive and they took their business somewhere else. As Marketplace's Nova Sappho reports, when it comes to comparison shopping, we don't always know what's good for us.
When StubHub switched to all-in-one pricing, few competitors followed, and that was the problem, says Curtis Cheng, who runs a service called DreamTix. It groups together tickets for live events and sells them on multiple sites.
When consumers search on Google, when they see that StubHub is $100 with the fees and everybody else is around 90 or 80.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well. Some ticket brokers reported that their StubHub business dropped by as much as half. In August, the company went back to offering some tickets without fees in the quoted price. Cheng saw the results right away.
Their market share has gone up, you know, on our data, about 5.2%.
John Gerville could have predicted this. He teaches marketing at Harvard Business School.
Yeah, and we like life simple.
Gerville says we don't want to think too hard about prices, so we take shortcuts.
A simple shortcut is just to do what you think of as an apples-to-apples comparison and choose the least expensive one.
Companies know this, Gerville says, and try to trick us by competing on price but not necessarily selling the same thing or the same amount. E-commerce analyst Sacharita Molpuru of Forrester Research says that's made us all kind of jaded.
There's a psychology of not trusting anyone anyway.
So even when a company like StubHub says, hey, this is the total price, really, we don't believe them.
Consumers don't really know what is truly an all-inclusive price. There's never that level of transparency anywhere, really, in American retail.
And now with StubHub's experiment over, Molpuru says it may be a while before someone tries something like that again. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.